Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
John Michaels is on the guest line. I see him there. Look at John Michaels. This is the time of year that he comes on with that scowl, and you can see it right now. John Michaels on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. John hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You hear him nationally on ESPN Radio. This really is the time of year that he swears off the Hurricanes. Actually, I guess a little bit earlier this year than last year, right, John? How have you marinated since Saturday's debacle?
Football sucks. That's all I'm going to say is football sucks. The Dolphins are terrible. The Falcons are an absolute disaster. All I had to hang my hat on was Miami making it to the postseason this year, and we got Mario'd once again. Soft play calling, chicken bleep at the end of the game where you take a knee. I hate it because I like Mario. You know, I had a chance to meet him and really get to know him during ACC media days, but where the hell was the team that played the first 5 weeks? The last 3 weeks from Louisville to now, even the Stanford game, they looked like dog crap for most of the game, and then they just were so much better. Eventually, they wore them out. I just don't get it. You get to ACC play, you play teams that you should be 3 or 4 touchdowns better than. You play the competition, you let Scribinis hang around, and then the next thing you know, they're selling pieces of goalposts in Dallas to a bunch of rich kids that ran on the field. It's disgusting.
John, it is bad. But what's the explanation? Because like you're saying, they're as talented, or you would say they're more talented than Notre Dame because they went out and beat them. Like, are they not as good against SMU? Are they? You can't say you played down 2 weeks in a row. I don't know when people ask me, how do you go from number 2 in the nation to getting beat by Louisville and then going down to SMU? Like, I don't understand the drop-off, how it happens so quickly.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a situation, Channing, where they start to read the press clippings. I know Mario talked about rat poison. Or is there rat poison from within? Is there a unwillingness to adapt as a season goes along? Like, I know Mario wants, I want to pound you, I want to run you over. Well, guess what? 2 ACC games out of 3, really 3 out of 3, because Stanford in the first half was taking your lunch, and then again, you eventually wore them down. But 2 of the last 3 games, when you needed to run the ball, you could not run the ball. 3rd and 1, 4th and 1 against SMU, they boat up, and they take out the middle of the field, and you lose yards. How about doing something off of that? You know how easy it would be to fake a run and do a little half-naked boot where your tight end crashes down and slides out into the flat, and he's going to be standing wide open, and he's probably going to run. When's the last time we've run that? Oh, I'll tell you. After we go down 14-10, we march right down the field, and we run a play action down by the goal line, and Alex Bauman standing butt-naked open in the back of the end zone for a touchdown. But, Channing, it feels like there's no willingness to adapt as the season goes along. Like, okay, for these first 5 weeks, everything that we did worked. And all of a sudden, it hasn't worked. And from the point that JoJo Trader had the ball pop out of his arms and get intercepted, they got scared to throw the football down the field. Everything turned into screen passes. Everything turned into A-gap run. And you hung on for dear life and unfortunately lost the game.
Last year, you know, I think the blame pie was pretty much served to Lance Guidry at the end of the season. The way you lost to Syracuse, the way that the defense played and just looked miserable, kind of similar to how the offense has looked this year in terms of not being able to adjust. We were probably saying the same things last year in November about the defense. Do you just feel Lance Guidry last year, he was the scapegoat? Do you feel like this is trending towards Shannon Dawson perhaps being replaced here as offensive coordinator? I'm not trying to call for anybody's job, John, but this seems like the Mario path where this part of the football, this is going wrong. I got to make a change there.
Yeah, and I don't like it. You know, I never really cared for Lance Guidry from day one. Even the first year he was here, I thought he was a little bit overrated because the offense was so bad with Tyler Van Dyke. Last year, he deserved to be fired. That defense was putrid from about week three on, and we just kind of rode out the string. And Solana, you're right. The end of the year, it couldn't get a stop when you needed to, and it cost you a playoff. I go back and look at some of the stuff Shannon did even before Cam Ward, before Tyler Van Dyke was throwing a bunch of interceptions, and we were creative. That Texas A&M game, you guys have probably played the quote today where he said, you know, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, you coach scared at the end of the game, you lose. I saw a team coach scared. I don't think Shannon Dawson should be scapegoated for the way this offense is prepared and the way the offense is played. The offense looked good for five games. Yeah, it wasn't scoring 40 points a game. It was still scoring close to 30, and it was winning the way that they wanted to win. I just think something's amiss. I don't know if it's a Carson Beck thing. I saw him as animated as I've seen him as a Miami's quarterback this weekend. They couldn't get play calls in. They called a timeout when he had audibled to a screen that was going to be a first down. He was pissed about that. And then just the way that you end the game. I mean, a screen on second and eight where you motion into the screen where you're basically setting up to know that the screen's coming that way. And then when you get the ball back with 25 seconds left and you take a knee, Kane was sitting in the basement. He goes, Dad, what are they doing? I go, welcome to Crystal Ball. He thinks we're going to win in overtime. He didn't get the win in overtime, and now he leaves himself up for scrutiny. I think Shannon Dawson, to Solana, to your point, may end up being the scapegoat at the end of the year, and I don't like it one bit.
Let me ask you this, though, because a lot of us Canes fans, we have this. I mean, you started. We got Mario'd. You know, like everyone has the same take, which is his on-field coaching doesn't match with the way that he's able to recruit. He is a top-notch recruiter, as we see year in, year out, but there's always these questionable calls. If they had a different head coach, a different game coach this season, do you think they have two losses?
No, I don't. And it's so tough to say that, though, because without Mario getting the guys here that he's got here, you're not as talented. Like, I've seen people pull up the Manny Diaz has won more games at Duke than Mario Cristobal's won at Miami.
Higher win percentage, John.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, that's great. Guess what? When he was at Miami, he couldn't do a damn thing. We were getting up 700 yards of offense to North Carolina. Mario has elevated to the floor of Miami. Like, the floor now is 8 or 9 wins at any time. Like, this year, if you finished with really less than 10 wins, it's been an unmitigated failure. But I think the floor is here. I think the ceiling with all the other coaches we've had has probably been 9. You had the one great year with Mark Richt where you won 10, and then it fell off right after that. But I think if you would have had somebody that's a little more hands-off, and somebody brought up Ed Orgeron to me. Like, Ed Orgeron was not a great head coach. But the year they were great, he let Joe Brady just do whatever the hell he wanted, and he got out of the way. I thought last year Shannon Dawson was able to do whatever they wanted because they couldn't stop anybody on defense. It's something that rubbed me really the wrong way. And I don't know who it was. It was somebody on the ESPN broadcast. Maybe my guy Roddy Jones said something that last year Shannon Dawson told them he was more free because they knew they had to score a lot of points to win. And this year they play a little bit more conservative because they know their defense is good. To me, that's ass backwards thinking. My thought process is, I got a great defense. If I go out and bury you in the first half, put 35 on you, we can go in cruise control in the second half. I don't know if that's a Mario directive. I don't know if it's a Shannon Dawson directive. I just know the in-game acumen. He's been outcoached 2 of the last 3 games by Jeff Brohm and by Rhett Lashley, guys that make half the money and have half the resources that he does.
And I tell you, Urban Meyer's first championship of Florida was all Ron Zook's guys. He's very much like Mario Cristobal. Great dude. You love to be around him, drinking beer type fella. Brought in all them dogs. But you needed a guy like Urban who knows game day coaching to be able to take him over that edge. I'm not saying fire Mario and figure out who that guy is.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm just wondering if people think they would actually have different on-field results.
I just don't know. I think Mario tell me if I'm wrong, John. I think Mario is playing approaching college football like the pros do. Run the ball, set up your play action, get a game, you know, close late and win it. Well, I think college, you look at the teams that win – they're putting up those 40. Like you said, we're not winning. We're not putting up 40. Hell, the teams that are winning are putting up 40-plus.
Yeah, guess what Fernando Mendoza and Kurt Cignetti are doing in Indiana? They're dropping 50 on everybody. They're not leaving anything in the referee's hands. They're not leaving anything in overtime where we know any crazy thing can happen in overtime. They're going out and burying the hell out of people. Ryan Day, I don't like Ryan Day with his painted-on beard, but guess what? Ryan Day comes out and tries to bury you. The only thing he can't do is beat Michigan. I watch, what's your guy, Mike Elko now at Texas A&M. He's pouring it on every time he gets it. These guys aren't more talented. You know, Indiana doesn't have the same talent. Ohio State does. But A&M and Indiana don't have more talent than Miami. I'd argue Ole Miss doesn't have more talent than Miami. But what Lane Kiffin wants to do is bury him. Now, I'll say this. I know there are people, John, you want Mario fired? No, I don't. And I know good and well Mario's going nowhere. Mario's got 6 more years on his contract. Barring natural disaster, like an actual hurricane coming through Coral Gables and wiping the campus off the map, Mario will be there for the next 6 years. I think Miami fans need to get that through their head that Mario's going to be there. Something's got to change. And when I talk with Mario at ACC Media Day, something struck me. The guy loves this program maybe more than I do, which I can't believe that anybody in the world, other than maybe JD the boss, loves Miami more than I do. But El Capitan loves him. He told me, he said, I owe it to the University of Miami to get us back to championship contention. Mario, I'm going to look at you. You're my boy. I think we are in a good spot right now. Whatever it takes is not working right now. What you're doing is good, but it's not great. You need to have somebody and listen to somebody. Open this thing up. Be aggressive. If Carson throws 3 picks, let him throw for 500 yards while he throws those 3 picks. We got too many damn dogs on this team to be struggling with these scrub-ass teams in the ACC, and it pisses me off because I'm flying down Friday. I'll be at the damn game on Saturday, and I half don't want to be there because there ain't going to be 30,000 damn Miami fans there because I feel like our season's over and it's November the damn 3rd. I'm pissed just like everybody else is.
Man, I also don't ask my answer now. John's mad over there. Now, do you think, to that point, now you're talking to Mario, can Mario get out of his ways? You know the meme of him punching his hand.
Right.
It's not working. Could he get out his own way? If he did, some young Lane Kiffin comes in and wants to run that wide open triple quarterback in the game. Like you're saying, race to 50. Could Mario coach a race to 50 type team?
I think so, because we did last year. We saw him get out of his own way last year, maybe to his own detriment in the fourth quarter against Syracuse, when they probably should have run the ball a little bit more, but you left it in Cam Ward's hands. I think he can. Truthfully, Channing, I think they got spooked in the Louisville game because it has not been the same team since that Louisville game. I think Carson Beck throwing all those interceptions gave them flashbacks of Tyler Van Dyke, and it made them say, we're going to be as conservative as we can be on offense. The second JoJo dropped that pass for a pick, they stopped taking shots down the field. And SMU had like the 128th ranked pass defense. You did yourself a disservice there. But I do think he can coach that way. I just don't know if Alex Mirabal has to tell him. I don't know if Shannon Dawson's the guy that could tell him. I don't know if one of the big boosters up top needs to say, look, bro, you're on the verge of losing this fan base. And I think that's the biggest problem, because I saw Saturday, Hawk, people turned on him. People that were staunch Mario supporters said, I'm out. I'm not buying tickets. I won't be there Saturday against Syracuse. They're out. And that's the danger. You guys know, living down there, the second your fan base disappears, it takes a long time to earn their trust back.
John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We will break it down all season long up until the Pop-Tarts Bowl. We'll talk to you then.
No. We're going Cheez-Its Bowl this year. I need Cheez-Its and a Pepsi.
I'm with you, man. I like it. See you, John.
See ya.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy. I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.